Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum. Take it from Spoon. And lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 104 for shouldidrinkthat.com. Where even if it's crap, I drink it now, so you don't have to. Well, that was an interesting episode 103. lots of great feedback from you guys. I want to say thank you again for all your support. It's been pretty kick-ass, and I appreciate it. We're going to see what happens here with the show. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, go back to episode 103. And if you're on the YouTubes, I'm going to post a link maybe right there. I don't know. We'll figure that stuff out. So for this episode, and this is going to be a fun one. wow. So I was out at Giant Eagle the other night. Actually, here's the funny thing with it. So I was out at a lunch, and one of the guys said, "Hey, like, we should go beer shopping." I'm like, "All right, beer shopping, whatever. It's 1 o'clock. We'll do it." I had a few minutes to spare, and I hit up Market District out in Robinson, and they just started putting out all their Christmas beers, like getting them organized and everything. And I saw this beer, and I had to get it because I've heard about it, and it comes out in November. So this is like really like probably right off the boat. So what we're going to be doing this evening is Merrymaker from Samuel Adams. It's their gingerbread stout, 9% ABV. So for this Merrymaker, and I'm pretty excited to give this thing a shot too. As like I said, I've been hearing about it, and now granted, Sam Adams has over 60 some beers they come out with. So to keep up with all of them is pretty difficult. Unless you are a diehard Sam Adams fan, which I like them. I dig them. We'll see what happens with this. When I first saw Merrymaker, I was hesitant because I knew I wanted it, but I'm not a big gingerbread fan, but this seems like it's going to be pretty cool. So this rich, dark gingerbread stout entices with aromas of the holidays. The flavor of gingerbread comes alive, beginning with the smooth sweetness and heartiness of dark roasted malts with a touch of wheat. Can't go wrong with that. But it's the intensity and spices of cinnamon, clove, nutmeg, and ginger that add a wicked, I love that it says wicked, kick for a jolly, playful brew full of merry mischief. How can you go wrong with that? This is 9% ABV. Does come out in November, as I said. And what's cool with the Sam Adams website is they tell you it's got 300 calories. For those asking, because sometimes people ask us that and we don't know. So thank you, Sam Adams, for putting that on your website. The hops that are used in this are East Kent Golding. And my favorite, Fogles. Let's give this one. Wow, is that dark. This also has Sam Adams two-row pale malt blend, wheat, Special B, Paul's roasted barley, and flaked oats. Oh my, this thing smells fantastic, though. If you want to smell the holidays, every holiday has kind of its own aroma to it. This smells like Christmas, and I don't mean like Christmas tree. I mean, this smells like the holidays, which is pretty slick. I can get into something like that. All right, here we go. the Sam Adams Merrymaker.
Oh, God, that's good.
I know there's nutmeg in this. It's faint. I can tell it's there. The spices aren't overpowering. It's malty. This feels like the holidays. Now, it is currently November 8th. And yes, I did celebrate the invention of time travel on November 5th. Wow. But this is a great way to kick off the holiday season. And I say holidays meaning Thanksgiving also, because unlike pumpkin beers, I really say that you don't drink pumpkin beers in the summertime, because I think it's ridiculous. And I've already been told from a few people that you don't drink Christmas beers until after Thanksgiving because of the Thanksgiving holiday. But really, do we have Thanksgiving beers besides like Harvest Ales and stuff like that? No. There's not like a Thanksgiving specific. But we do have Christmas beers. And wow. This is how I want to start off the holiday season. This is actually pretty good. Sweet Lord. So this is a Bomber bottle. And this is dark, too. Hold on. Let me show this to you here. For those of you watching at home, and for those of you that are listening to the show, catch us on Google+. There's links off of shouldidrinkthat.com, and you could join in when I do the live shows. Some of them are going to be live. We're going to see how this live thing goes here. Wow. God. That's a great beer. That's a good beer. We're going to start with good. We're going to let this thing warm up a little bit before we decide if it's really a great beer. I'm not going to give it any kind of rating because we've never done that, and I'm not going to start doing that. I'm just going to tell you if it's good or not. You guys can make up your own mind on if this is a really good beer. Wow. I like the I'm trying to think how to put it. It really coats the tongue. Like it's like a freaking blanket on there, which is perfect because I believe it's currently 37 degrees outside here in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's Fahrenheit for yins up in Canada. Wow. Yeah, that's I'm digging that. That's pretty cool. Nice spicy. It's warming up a little bit too as I'm drinking, as it's like sitting in me. That is interesting. I dig it. So something to touch on quick, because I did say the new format for the shows, we're going to do one beer, we're going to chit-chat a little bit, and that's pretty much it. Shorter shows, one beer, maybe two, and we'll get you on your way. So the first bit of news that I want to talk about, and I have to say huge congratulations going out to Scott Smith and the guys at East End Brewing, because they now are a brew pub. Well, they're going to be a brew pub. They are officially a brew pub at the brewery, but their kickoff party is going to be coming up soon. And we're going to be touching on that here in a second. But first, they have a really cool event that is coming up, and that is the Goodwood Barrel Aged Beer Festival. Yes. This is going to be a delicious one. They're going to kick off their bourbon barrel and sour beer programs big time, loading up with 28 barrels with beer. Now, most of these are going to be ready to serve this fall. So Scott figured that he should put something together and invite any other local brewers who have something special in a barrel that they want to serve at the barrel-aged beer-loving public. And you know what? It turns out that Wiggle, who is our whiskey specialist here in the fine city of Pittsburgh, they were cooking up a similar idea, and and go figure, they have an abundance of freshly emptied whiskey barrels just asking to be filled with beer. So these two guys decided to join forces, and they're going to have us a really cool bash, which will be taking place on the 22nd of November, which is in a few weeks, from 6 until 9 p.m. And for $45, you will get tasting access to the widest spread of both funky and spirit barrel-aged beers that our part of the state has to offer. We got some good funk in Pennsylvania, especially on the western half, where we are at, or where I'm at, I should say. And some of you guys are at. Everything's going to be under one roof. They're going to bring in some of their favorite mobile food experts, a.k.a. the food trucks, like that, to help carry you through the evening's festivities. Now, if you go to their website, which I will have links to this in the show notes, you can find out about the funky barrels, the spirit barrels. But here is what's cool with it also, is it's not just like sorts of the local guys, but they're bringing in North Country is going to be there. Well, kind of local. Pembury, yeah, of course East End. Voodoo Brewery from Meadville, who bought property in Pittsburgh. You're also going to have Roundabout, which is local, and Rivertown, Full Pint. Arsenal Cider, love them. Love their cider. And from my hometown of Erie, Pennsylvania, Lavery Brewing Company. That's going to be a fun time. So that's from 6 to 9, Saturday, November 22nd, over at 147 Julius Street. If you go to, click on the link on our website, or if you go to eastendbrewing.com, there is a link to the Beer Fest, or you can buy the tickets. It's $45 for 3 hours. And let me tell you, that sounds like it's going to be a badass time. It's also part of this week-long beer event that Wiggle Whiskey is having. And they're also bringing in, like, Lou Bryson's going to come in to talk about his new book. And there's a few other, like, cocktail versus beer dinner things going on. It seems very cool. So get out there. Check that out. Seems like it's going to be a cool event. And then also, as I had mentioned, the Brew Pub, which is opening for East End Brewing, Saturday, December 6th through the 13th, the shenanigans begin. Oh, yeah. Yeah, a week-long celebration, which is well-deserved, because if you've ever been to East End, you know the beers are good. But now you can actually buy a pint of beer, which if you're not in the state of Pennsylvania, that might sound ridiculous. But seriously, it's true. If Scott wanted to sell a pint of beer, he couldn't do it. You could buy growlers. They had growler hours, pretty popular, but you couldn't buy a pint of beer. You could not buy a pint of beer. Yeah, drives me insane sometimes when I think of the beer laws in this country, not only in the state, but in this country. So anyways, they're all set and ready to go. And yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. So it's going to be a double 10th anniversary party. There's going to be food beer pairings with their pals from the Harris Grill, who are also turning 10. Harris Grill, awesome place for bacon, by the way. There's also, then on the 7th, they've got Beer Belly Yoga. And then throughout the week, there's Moose and Brews, where you got a cheese and beer pairing. There's a bike ride, where you get to wear long johns, or long underwear, if you're unfamiliar with those. And there's a weird beer night, and a few other things going on. So check out eastendbrewing.com, or shouldidrinkthat.com, and we'll link you to what's going on there. As for this beer, wow, as it warms up, the spices definitely come out. On the aroma also, it's definitely picking up. Wow, I think at 9%, you have a couple of these things, and you will feel very warm. It's a very good warming beer, is a very good way to put it. Wow, this is good. I dig it. And one last thing before we head out for the evening. Should I Drink That is now on Instagram. Instagram.com/shouldidrinkthat. Make sure you add the show to it. I've already had fun adding a bunch of beer photos. All of my personal beer stuff I'm starting to move over. I will most likely no longer be posting beer to my personal account, which a lot of you guys follow me on. So think of it as my beer feed without my kids in it. Because really, you guys are probably tired of seeing them. So the SIDT beer feed, I'm trying to get stuff up there almost every day. Random things like today, I was at Market District in Bethel Park or the South Hills, and you'll notice I actually shop at Market Districts a lot, and when the kids' tuition is knocked down because I buy gift cards, that's where you shop. So while I was in there, I was looking at the Dogfish Head display, and I noticed that some of the bottles were mislabeled. Well, they weren't mislabeled. They were labeled upside down. So if you check out the Instagram feed, you're going to see that there's bottles of red and white where the label is actually upside down, and it looked like the label-making machine or labeler machine was drunk. I thought it was pretty cool. And I believe it was Spooky Kelly suggested that I buy some and sell them on eBay, which if anybody wants to buy those off me, I will gladly go back and pick up some more. So for this beer, delicious. Go out and get yourself one. Get yourself a few. This was just under, I believe it was $8.99 or $9, maybe $10 at Market District. Good price, good beer. I would definitely purchase this again. Wow. Yeah, it's good. You'll enjoy it. I enjoy it. You're going to enjoy it, most likely, unless you don't like good beer. Or you don't like nutmeg or ginger or holiday spices. So, thank you for watching and listening and supporting Should I Drink That. If there are any beers you would like me to review, make sure you send it to shouldidrinkthat.com. Actually, webmaster at shouldidrinkthat.com. Or go to our website, go to our Facebook page, shouldidrinkthat.com/Facebook. On the Twitters, you can reach us at SIDT. Google Plus, we got a really long URL, so just hit us up on our website. You'll see the link to it. Or in these show notes. Where else are we on? And like I said, Instagram. On Instagram now. Instagram.com/shouldidrinkthat. Share your photos with us, too. I'm tagging the photos that I drank here in studio or some special SIDT things with the hashtag SIDTbeer. As always, craft beer will be on there. And, yeah. Oh, before I forget, PodCamp Pittsburgh 9 is coming up. Make sure you're signed up for it because I'm going to be there and other people are going to be there. And we're going to have beer and wine and vodka and naked people, probably. Usually the after party ends up on the south side and all that just... That happens there. Probably won't happen during the sessions, though. But it's going to be fun, and it's at Point Park. So you'll be downtown. And if you need to know where to get beer, talk to me. That is actually the same weekend as the party at East End. So if you can't get in the East End's party, let me know, and we'll find some beer places for you to go. That would be the weekend of November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. PodCampPittsburgh.com. For ShouldIDrinkThat.com, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon. Or even if it's crap, I drank it so you don't have to.